Lynch's Lane. Like black lines burned in wood, with a gloss for focusing the sun in a point, Lynch's Lane is etched in my body. The first orange popsicle, later lime, grape, pineapple even, but none ever tasted as good as the first orange popsicle of summer with mosquitoes, sweat, stinging sunburn, water and tar on the lane to keep dust down, skipper mowing the grass with whistles of the sigh. Autumn potatoes, no bigger than jumbo marbles, boiled in the skins, sprinkled with salt, the world of fire in squashberry crumbles, bake apple jam, blueberry pies, partridge berry jelly, the wind wrestling restlessly with Cease, Fraser, Mackie, my brother and me, playing war, cricket, kick the can at day's end. Sucking icicles, knocked from the eaves, hot cocoa drunk over the furnace grate, old Mrs. Eaton climbing Lynch's Lane, grasping the fence like a ladder, picket after picket, gasping through wool, noses pressed to frosted windows, homemade bread with good luck margarine, howling winter winds, the house like an ark, mother's calling, where are you going, you can't see your noses. Orange sherbet dipped in chocolate, the pink flush of fried trout, all the neighbors in their yards, shoveling snow, searching for crocuses, fallen leaves holding the sun, and cutting shapes in ice, everywhere the air lemon, smell of freshly washed cotton, the world melting, splashing, washing away like saints in the River Jordan. Black lines pricked in skin, with a needle for focusing India ink in a point, Lynch's Lane is tattooed in my body.